Welcome back live here on Mix 93 WKMJ as we get set to talk Michigan Tech men's basketball. Kevin Luke is with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good. How was your Thanksgiving?
You know what? It was kind of quiet this year, but nice.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the
how was yours?
It was very good, and we're really looking forward to both basketball teams coming home and playing doubleheader action, getting into league play, and I'm sure you as a coach and the guys are pretty excited about that too.
Yeah, it's always nice to be coming home. We, you know, obviously we started out at home with a couple of nice wins, went over to Bemidji, played pretty well, you know, for our first road game. You know, we had it was clearly a different look, and Bemidji was better than we thought they were going to be, but it's always nice to come home and start the conference season with two good opponents at home, but yet nonetheless it's sweet to be here because I think we're playing pretty good at home here.
Coach, you talked about after the game in your interview with Calvin, when you weren't interviewing him, you talked about, you know, you guys didn't play your best game, but still happy to obviously get the win. But what kind of things are you guys concerned about as you head into conference play, getting fixed, to try to be better?
Well, it's the same stuff that we've known going into the year. And this is not a knock. It's just a fact. You know, our size. You know, going against taller teams, and that's always going to be, no matter what happens, no matter if we continue to out-rebound our opponents or not, it's always going to be a factor because each game is different, and each opponent plays a little bit differently. So that will always be one, and the other one that is I don't want to say it's a major concern, but it's we keep talking about the process is, you know, getting all five guys, get a little more balance, I guess. You know, we right now, of course, teams are going to try to guard, you know, Austin and Ben, and you know that's a lot of our, you know, percent of our output offensively, and you know they're going to try to really clamp down on them, and we got to get those other guys involved. And we're, you know, it has been a slow process, but we're still trying to work on it. And the fact that was interesting, I had some stuff on the board here, you know, before you guys called that I'm trying to figure out in the event that they throw like a triangle and two, or a box and one, a diamond and one, and you know, some type of defense where we're going to continue to have an offense where, you know, we can get those guys the looks that they need, and to get other guys involved, and to get, you know, the Luke Kellers and the Troy Hex and the Connor McClouds and those guys good high percentage looks to complement those two guys playing. So those would be the two major concerns: our rebounding, you know, our size slash rebounding, and you know, getting a little more balance within the structure. Although if you look at it, you know, last year they said if you stop Haydar, you know, you're going to beat Tech. So you know, we got, you know, now we got two guys that we know are scoring as opposed to one for sure. So, you know, it doesn't make any difference. You're always trying to be two steps ahead of your opponents, and that's what we're trying to, but, you know, we're trying to fix.
But that's what you were hoping for going into this year, right? That we'd have some more, we'd be spread around a little bit more and make it tougher to defend.
Yeah, clearly we are more balanced. It doesn't look like it in the books right now, but as we, you know, evolve and guys start feeling more comfortable, you know, that situation's going to come. And, you know, of course, when you think about league, it's going to be, you know, it's a little bit, I don't want to say more important because every game's important, but you know, when you want to win it, then you have to, you know, it's very important. So, you know, we're not trying to make guys better than they actually are, or ask them to do something that they can't do. We're trying to bring them along and keep them confident at this point, because right now there is some confidence, and we got to keep putting a little more on their plates every day, and that's just what we're trying to do through practice.
Well, let's talk about Malone first, Coach. South Division foe. They come in at 2-1. What do we know about them coming in? And what kind of teams have they played?
It's going to be interesting. Dirk, that's a good question. And in watching film of them, you know, they got a kid that was an all-conference performer who we did play in the first game last year down at their place, but then blew out his knee, and he's back, and they're stronger as a result of it because some of the guys that ended up having to play really kind of blossomed when he was out. So now they're all back, and they're going to be tougher on the perimeter. They got about a 6'4", four-man who likes to shoot the three and who does a nice job driving, and clearly Elliott, number 11 and 34, is Vel Houston or something, you know, will cause some issues for us, especially, you know, with that two-man game. So we're trying to defend that. We're trying to get our offense going. But Malone will be very athletic, and you know, they really, really played some teams tough last year. In fact, had they not been – I'm not sure how to call it. They didn't. They were in the first. That was the first year of the league. They would have made the tournament last year had they been eligible for, you know, playing it in the first year. So they're a good. They're a good team, and Walsh would have also. So it's two good teams from the South coming up.
Coach, first doubleheaders at the SEC gym, and I know we've got a new thing going on with the hoop zone and trying to create a little bit more of a club-like atmosphere like we have at football and hockey. What are your thoughts on the hoop zone, and what can you tell fans about what that experience is going to be like?
Well, I think it's awesome to have the hoop zone because I know how successful it is up at the football games, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity for our friends to, you know, for our friends and fans to mingle up there and. Just as long as Louisville started this too, and their head coach has bought the first round for everybody, and I don't think Kim and I are up for that at this point. But with that being said, it's going to be a good atmosphere up there. We're kind of excited to see how it works out, and just like anything else, it'll probably be a little slow at first. But once people get engaged and like the atmosphere, because they're going to do some nice things up there, it'll be fun.
I know you've got some guys that are banged up a little bit. Any chance we're getting guys back, or how are we coming on the injury front, Coach?
You know what? Same thing. Kyle Stankowski went to the doctors yesterday, and he will continue to. Well, they're still out. Let's put it that way. And he will, you know, continue to be monitored very closely. And we're hoping just from a size. Wise that he's going to get, you know, some cleared sometime in December here, ready to go in January and or early February.
Well, it should be a great weekend. Really looking forward to both teams being home for doubleheader action. Everything starts at 5:30 on Thursday night with the women's basketball and men's basketball doubleheader, and then at 1:00 on Saturday afternoon against Walsh. And again, the hoop zone is. How do people get involved with that, Wes? So, what's the first easiest thing to do? Call the ticket office.
Yeah, go to the ticket office, get your tickets. It's $10. If you already have a ticket to the game, it's $10. If you got a season ticket, you can get hoop zone access for $50. I think we're doing a free trial for season ticket holders for this weekend, so actually I think it's going to be less than $50 for season ticket holders to get hoop zone access for the whole year. And the main thing to remember is this is a fundraiser for our basketball programs, just like the VIP is a fundraiser for our football program, and that's the number one goal out of this for Michigan Tech. But I think for our fans are really going to enjoy the atmosphere there and opportunity to hang out and see the game in a little bit different way.
Yeah, should be a good one. Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck this week. We were expecting big crowds. We can't wait to see the teams in doubleheader action.
Boys, always a pleasure. Have a good day.
All right, Coach Kevin Luke from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team here on Mix 93. More Drive Time coming up right after these.